News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse of North Alabama. And according to the rankings we're seeing, this is the biggest show across the afternoons in the northern part of our state because of you. So thank you very much to this audience who we love. Listen, I'm pleased, by the way, to have somebody that's popped in on. We're going to sit here and talk for a minute. April Marie Fogel is a friend formerly of WVNN. Copper, you know her personally. She's in the studio with me right now.
Cool. Well, hi, Marie.
Hello.
So I wore a shirt that said "Girls Do It Better" the day Copper and I it was like a week that I filled in for Dale and then I filled in for for Jeff Poor at different times, and so we have pictures of me and Copper keeping it real. We were the only like girl only studio of talk radio in the state.
Yeah.
That day.
Well, cool. So I tell you what, if you've got stories on Copper, I might need them though.
Oh, you know, she is just delightful. She is absolutely delightful.
And oh, look, I set you up, Copper. So good for that.
I would steal her away from you in a heartbeat. You better be paying her well.
Riches.
Cast
at her feet.
Well, it is. We are all about capitalism in this world. And so,
all right, let's change the subject before she asks for a raise. Okay. Hey, so April, so you've got your own show. By the way, plug it real quick. You are where?
I'm on News Talk 93.1. Clearly not at this moment, but usually we are on noon to 3. And what I encourage people to do is keep your dial here at WVNN and then go back in the evenings and weekends and just download my podcast for when you're walking. You don't have to change your dial.
Nice.
You can just listen to the podcast later.
But what if they want to listen to my podcast? I don't know what to do with that.
How many hours can they listen to you? For real.
Right. Is there an end? I don't know. Hey, let me ask you this though. Before we run out of time, so we had that rally outside.
So yeah, let's talk a little bit about what brings us both here. Yeah. So what brings us both here is, and I said this at the event, I am a mother. I wear a lot of different hats, radio host, commentator, this, that, and the other.
That's your best title.
But the most important title is mother.
Yeah.
Christian and mother. But my role as a mom, I've got a 3-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 9-year-old.
Woo.
And so that's kindergarten and third grade. And Governor Kay Ivey is failing them. The state legislature is failing them. Mm. The leadership this state needs isn't there and hasn't been there. And this is why in Virginia, we saw mothers and parents be the voice for different, the cause of change in their state, and that's what the state needs. And I was excited to get here and see all the kids and see all the parents.
And you showed me a picture earlier on your phone of your, 2 or 3-year-old wearing a mask in school still to this day?
I'm so irate. So when Governor Kay, a lot of people don't recognize this, but Kay Ivey's mask mandates, everybody remembers those, hard to forget them. Kay Ivey's mask mandates required kids 5 and above to wear a mask. Well, when she rescinded her mask mandates, the state guidance, Dr. Harris's state guidance, the guidance on Alabama Department of Public Health, reverted back to CDC, which means children in daycares across the state, including my 3-year-old, are wearing a mask right now because Governor Kay Ivey hasn't followed.
All over the state still, daycares.
Yeah, it's up to the daycare. But if they are following that guidance, because we don't have the leadership that DeSantis has done, where we have a governor saying, we're going to protect our kids.
Oh my gosh.
And so it is to say it hurts my heart is an understatement. I walk up to his door. Parents aren't allowed in the classroom because of COVID. Tell me how stupid that is. I can stand at the door and breathe in, but I can't walk into the classroom. I can stand at the door and see these 3-year-olds, 2-year-olds even in the other class, masked up, playing Legos. And what are you in these childcare settings? Part of it is that social getting to know one another, reading facial expressions.
Yeah.
And we don't have that.
So let me ask you this too. Your older kids, now they go to school in a system that is not known for being a great system right now.
So I am zoned for a failing school. And when I say, I do choose private school.
So your zip code says this is where you should go.
My zip code says I should go to a school that has 3 out of 10 kids reading at grade level at third grade.
Yeah.
A 30%. And I go to a school that I am zoned for a school that that is last in mathematics. A school that is structurally falling apart, AC on and off. Teacher turnover, administration turnover. And I am so blessed and fortunate to have the opportunity to work in jobs that afford me the opportunity to put my kids in a private school. But every parent should have that. It should not be for the parents who have chosen certain career paths or have family ability to do this or get the scholarships. It should be every single parent has the opportunity to do what's best for their children.
And truthfully, you're working and you kind of got multiple gigs and every bit of those tax dollars you're contributing to the system is not being used for your child right now. You're having to pay outside of pocket,
correct,
out of pocket. And ideally, like for instance, Senate Bill 140 that we've talked about on this show, and I'm sure you probably talked about on yours, literally would say the tax dollars would then follow the child as opposed to, you can write that check on your own if you want to go somewhere else.
Correct. So the bill as introduced, and I don't know the latest iteration of it, would phase that in. So the first iteration would help parents who are in failing zone for failing schools but live in the poverty level. So it wouldn't necessarily impact me right away. But later on, it would. But the biggest catch here is that we have to have accountability within those elected officials who we vote for, who say every single election cycle, year after year, that they're going to support school choice, and they don't. So it is all about accountability.
Well, April, one of the authors slash sponsors of said bill, just walked in the room. So in a few minutes, we'll have her on here to give us a piece of what's going on. But State Representative Charlotte Meadows is sitting right behind you right now in Senator Marsh's office.
It's a woman.
Oh, my gosh. And John Wall, the state party chairman, has walked in.
An office full of strong women.
It's a cavalcade. I have a vast cornucopia of people in here. It's wonderful. All right, folks, listen. We're running to the break. Top of the hour news. We'll be right back with State Representative Charlotte Meadows, a school choice champion, one of my dear friends who is going to be on the air and talk about some of that stuff. And Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We will be right back.